Commissioner Brad Holton, I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it is a continuation of public hearing request by Darren Taylor, Subdivision Maker LLC, representing Ryan and Heidi Walker for conditional rezone of a A agriculture to a CR-RR conditional rezone rural residential. Case number CR20210012. Okay, great. If staff could, for the record, review what has been done and why we have had this continuance and where we are at in the meeting today, because there's been a couple developments, and so it'd be best just to put that all into record, and then we can start any discussion from that point.
Okay. Michelle Barron, Development Services Department. So this Edenbrook Estates, the board continued the short plat for Edenbrook Estates to a date certain of November 20th, 2024, to allow for the developer to work on some items. This was the original hearing for the conditional rezone, and for the short plat was heard back on October 22nd,
I think,
of 2024, and that was the date that you continued the short plat. You guys did go ahead and render a decision on the conditional rezone, and today you do have the FCOs for any changes or signature today. You have the development agreement, and you also have the ordinance available for today. And then the items that were discussed was in adding the easement for the turnaround off of the private road for emergency services to both the preliminary plat and the final plat. Complete the requirements for Black Canyon Irrigation District, because they were cleaning up a few things there. And then provide proof of an updated road users maintenance agreement, which I do have. They did record a new one updated. And once the plat was updated and submitted to Development Services, it needed to be reviewed by the county engineer. Because I don't know if you recall, but that was one where it had been approved previously. There had been a new rendering submitted, but it never got sent through the process.
Okay.
County engineer. Yeah. So I thought since we were having them make some changes, I would wait until that happened and then take it to the engineering department.
Okay.
Which I received the updated plats at the end of, I'm getting my dates confused, at the end of last week. And so it is with the engineering department still in review. So I'm requesting that we continue the short plat to a date certain.
Okay.
Just to allow the engineering department that time to make sure that everything is good to go.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do we have any idea how much longer it's going to be until they're ready?
No. I'm sorry. Commissioner Brooks, the county engineer that is in-house, she is reviewing it, and with the assistance of our contract county engineer, but she is working on it currently, so she assures me that she will have it done likely this week, but I wanted to allow a little bit of a buffer, so I asked for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question, and it's a discussion point from the last hearing on October 22nd, and Commissioner Brooks had raised an issue of the secondary dwellings on that, and there's a red line strike on point three, finding two, where we've eliminated to keep it consistent. It's not clearly stated, but what I'm reading here indicates that we've vacated the idea of restricting a secondary dwelling. Is that right? Because it talks about if it were split, that it'd be 1.89 acres. Am I reading that right, or am I not?
Let me get there. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we vacated the restriction.
Okay.
The ADUs.
And I just needed a refresher, so thank you, Chairman.
Yes. But good question. Yes, we have.
And that's also on number 4.3. 2.2, so that's been removed there. So just wanted to make sure we're all clear and on the same page.
Okay. So what would the board like to do? Do you want to continue all of this? I don't see that there's any motivating factor to approve part of this and then reconvene over the preliminary plat and then approve it. I'm open to whatever you all would like to do.
Does approving the FCOs today help speed up the process at any part, or do we just wait?
Commissioner Brooks, I don't think that it would speed anything up. And overall, I mean, both have to happen for them to be able to have that subdivision. And you'll remember on a short plat, you actually see the preliminary plat along with the final plat. And so it's a final step. But the rezone has to be in place prior to the short plat, but that can happen actually on the same day.
Okay.
It's up to you guys. I just think for the public looking back at how this went through the process, if you spell it out, it seems to be a little bit convoluted when we typically do it all in one meeting. It would make it easier. To me, it feels more transparent to make all of those decisions like we normally do on the same day.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with you, Chairman, and I appreciate your leadership on that. I'm just looking at Mr. Taylor with a head nod, if that is copacetic with him. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that it's holding anybody up to do that. So.
Okay. That sounds fine then. So
now we need to, if that's what we're contemplating doing, we need to negotiate a date certain that we would continue this.
That sounds good.
So, Shell, you're saying 2 weeks out.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Maybe that first week in December then.
Yeah, I've spoken with Monica and she has a
date.
We have December 3rd at 3 or December 10th at 2:30.
I would like to get it done earlier, if it's okay with everybody else.
That sounds good.
Sound good with you, Darren? Are you available? Third? Okay. So let's discuss that. Well, I'll just make a motion. We can discuss it. I would make a motion that with the information that we've been given, that we pause this portion of the public hearing, and that we continue it on December 3rd at 3 o'clock in this room. So that's a motion.
Second.
Wait, you're supposed to discuss it. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries, is unanimous.
Chairman, can I ask a question from the last hearing?
Yes.
I have some notes, and I just want to know where they landed, that there was some discussion on the certificate of occupancy and paving. So did that issue, what I have is that it would be paved before the 14th issuance of a certificate of occupancy. Does that sound familiar at all? Yeah. Okay.
And I think that was, we were talking about that was a platinum.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure with what I had highlighted, you touched on the other topics that I had down, but not that one. So
my notes left from last time was to remind myself about notes to the plat, and that,
okay,
that would be part of it. So
thank you.
So we can review that in its totality then on the 3rd.
Okay, sounds good.
If staff would be prepared to call those out, that would be great. Appreciate the red line version.
Yes,
those are very, very helpful. Really helps jog your memory.
Yeah.
Because I have the final draft thing printed out, and that's good and fine, but the red line is so helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for doing that. Okay. I don't see anything else that we need to be in session for.
Correct. So, Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned till December 3rd. Thank you.